All right, here we go. It is Monday, 7/18/22. Hope you had a great weekend with your family, Stu Crew. Let's freaking go. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform, but the glory does not belong to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and yes. All glory be to God Almighty.
Praise Jesus. Thank you, God Almighty, for this platform of daily truth, exposure, and accountability.
Yes. Why is Tony Fauci still running around free?
Why?
Instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere?
Oh, that's a good question.
Please take your seats. July 18th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. As we saw so directly when we met with the survivors of the USS Liberty, there is a bizarre obsession in U.S. politics. Most lawmakers in both parties are obsessed with backing Israel. And for no small number of them, support for Israel seems to have almost transcended support for the United States. We supply Israel with intelligence and technology and military hardware. And in return, we get... Well, you know, honestly, truthfully, it's not clear what exactly we get. You'll often hear Republican politicians call them our greatest ally. What makes that true, exactly? Israel didn't fight alongside of us in Afghanistan or Iraq or Libya. And good for them, of course, on all three points, because those are calamities that we should have never been involved with either. But aren't your allies supposed to help fight your wars? Another notable, by the way, Israel also has positive relations with China, our number one rival. Now, Israel is a very admirable country in a lot of ways. It's a country that actually cares about its border. It cares about its own people and doesn't make any apologies for it. It doesn't try to replace them with random foreigners. It's one of the only wealthy countries where young people still get married and have enough children to replace themselves. And we support all of that. But why is it America's job to pay billions of dollars for all of this there while not doing any of those policies here in America? And this isn't simply a religious thing. The most diehard supporters of Israel in this country are Christians, which is ironic, actually, since Israel has a long history of hostility toward Christian missionary activity in their country. So how is this happening? Well, one of the reasons is AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, is one of the most powerful and political forces in America today. They have a lot of money, and more importantly, they have an immensely influential lobbying operation in Washington, D.C. Their number one goal is maintaining America's support for Israel at all costs, at any cost, and making that support as financially lucrative as possible. We want to be clear. We need to be clear. AIPAC is a foreign lobby group exerting enormous amounts of power over American politics. Period. Former Congressman Brian Baird once remarked that when votes are cast on the House floor, many times the question is not what is the right thing to do for the United States of America, but instead, how is AIPAC going to score this? AIPAC routinely attacks members of Congress who make America First votes. Last year, Congressman Thomas Massie voted against additional funding for Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system. He said what was obvious. Israel is rich enough to pay for the Iron Dome itself, and it's immoral to put Americans another $1 billion in debt for such a project. In response, AIPAC launched attack ads on Massie in his home district. Well, Massie, to his credit, didn't apologize. And instead, he once again said, what's obvious, this was an actual case of foreign interference in our elections. Now, advocates of foreign powers are allowed to lobby in this country, but they're supposed to register under FARA. But AIPAC has never registered as a foreign agent, even though it obviously is. AIPAC was once literally caught receiving leaked intelligence from a former defense employee who was subsequently convicted of espionage. Even though they were caught receiving this spying material red-handed, all the charges were dropped. Why? Well, that's the plus side of being one of DC's most powerful lobby groups. You get to be treated like Hunter Biden. But if you want more proof that AIPAC isn't simply about religion, you can look at the ongoing race in Florida's 11th district. Laura Loomer is running for that seat. She's Jewish. We've been bringing her the good news about Jesus Christ, and we're praying for her, but she's Jewish. But AIPAC has just endorsed the Republican incumbent, Danielle Webster, her opponent. Laura says that she's proud to not have AIPAC's endorsement when they'd rather give it to a rhino who just voted to supply $40 billion to neo-Nazis in Ukraine. Laura Loomer joins us now. Laura, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Stu. I really appreciate it.
Of course. So Massey rightly said this is foreign interference in our elections. He was blasted as being anti-Semitic. I don't see the connection here. Maybe you can make some sense out of all of this for me.
What I find to be really interesting, right, especially as a Jewish American Republican candidate, and largely, I would say I'm probably one of the most well-known Jewish activists, not just here in America, but really around the world, right, from my investigations. I mean, I've been to Israel many times, and you see that being Jewish isn't even enough, right, to receive support from AIPAC. And look, I'm not asking for AIPAC's support, but recently when the FEC reports came out, it showed that they gave a max donation contribution to my rhino opponent, who of course did not support Donald Trump during the second impeachment. Meanwhile, right, I am a Jewish Republican. Donald Trump, of course, is the most pro-Israel president we have ever had in this country. Okay, he moved the embassy to Jerusalem. And yet you see, what does AIPAC do? They're not loyal to Donald Trump. They're endorsing people like Liz Cheney and giving free trips to Israel to anti-Semitic Democrat politicians while, you know, giving money to candidates that are running against actual Jewish conservatives. And so I think it's a lie, right? I think that we need to really stop calling AIPAC bipartisan, because all they are is a leftist globalist, like you said, foreign interference group that is contributing to politicians to have influence here in America. And their reasoning makes no sense. I mean, you can see in the way that they are actively giving funds to my opponent.
I mean, I would disagree with a little bit of that, because I don't think that this is really a leftist globalist thing either. This has infiltrated the Rhino fake establishment Republican Party as well. Massey was the only one of Republicans that rejected this, you know, $1 billion going towards this Iron Dome defense system. So, I mean, really, we see a ton of rhinos in the establishment, these fossils in our government that wave the Israel flag while ignoring the real issues that matter here at home. Do you agree?
I call it leftist because these rhinos really are Democrats in a sense.
Yeah.
I say that there's no Democrats who are Republicans, but there's many Republicans who are Democrats. So I'm going to, again, double down on my statement that it is a leftist globalist organization, because they are not supporting America First candidates, as you said in your opening. You know, they just gave money to my rhino opponent who voted to send $40 billion of aid to Ukraine. Well, if you really are a pro-Israel organization and you're going to go around labeling certain members of Congress as anti-Semitic, if they don't go along with your agenda, why are you funding or encouraging aid going to Ukraine, and they're then using that money to fund actual neo-Nazis in the Azov battalion? And so I call this out, of course, on my Telegram channel. There's a reason why I'm banned everywhere. And, you know, the establishment rhinos and the Democrats are working hand in hand. Okay, leftists and rhino PACs are giving thousands of dollars to my rhino opponent here in Florida's 11th district in Central Florida. And yet we're still beating him, because the America First message is supreme.
Yeah, and you're going to win. Absolutely. So do you think that this pro-Israel lobbying is dangerous to America First politics, and moreover, so importantly, more dangerous to our country as a whole?
I don't think there's anything wrong with being pro-Israel. You know, I myself, you know, consider myself to be pro-Israel. Like I said, I've been to Israel many times, but I do agree with your sentiment that they, you know, should register as a foreign lobby. I think that all foreign interference, whether it be from the Chinese or whether it be from Israel or whoever, is dangerous. And I think that Americans are sick and tired of foreign policy in other countries mattering more than the interests of the American people. And the breaking point for Americans, in which their eyes were really opened, of course, was when we saw $40 billion go to Ukraine in the middle of an economic crisis, stagflation, inflation, open borders. We're sending pallets of baby formula to Mexico to fund illegal alien criminal invaders while Americans are going hungry. Americans are going homeless. We have over 40,000 homeless veterans here in America. And so, you know, that's really the message of my campaign. Of course, I am an America First Republican running against a rhino, because our party is broken. The Republican Party is broken. And really, there is no two-party system in this country anymore. They say we have a Republican and a Democrat party, but it's more like like a uniparty, an establishment uniparty, where all of these crooks are working hand in hand to screw the American people over. And so, you know, I would like to see a significant cut in foreign aid, you know, and putting Americans first. I think that we cannot be so generous around the world. We cannot be the world police when we have Americans going homeless. Here in my district, just outside of Disney, because my district now includes the Disney properties, there's literally a homeless camp tent. So yes, here in Florida, we have a homeless encampment, just like they have in Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco, where children are literally living inside their cars with their parents, little tiny babies, because they can't afford to live here, you know, in the state of Florida.
Well, this is the environment that these people want to create all over this country. They're trying to California, every state in our union, actually, right now. I don't want people to be confused, because you said that you're pro-Israel, but you're America first, so you're not Israel first. Would you have sided with Massey? Would you have been number two that said, nope, we're not sending another $1 billion over to Israel for this Iron Dome?
I actually am in support of funding the Iron Dome, and I will say that it's a defensive system. It's a defensive system, and we have over 400,000 American citizens who live in Israel, and it's important that we protect our own American citizens from Hamas and Hezbollah rockets. And so I am America first, but America first means protecting Americans. And, you know, it would be silly to ignore the fact that we have 400,000 American citizens who live in Israel who are in direct fire line from Hezbollah and Hamas rockets. And so you know, I stand firm in that decision.
You don't think that Israel could fund this on their own? They need $1 billion from U.S. taxpayers.
You know, I do think that we can reanalyze a lot of the aid that we give to a lot of countries, you know, especially Israel. I think all countries really need to start picking up more of the tab. But in terms of that vote, right, I do think that we need to protect our own American people living in Israel from Hamas and Hezbollah rocket attacks. But of course, I am, you know, in favor of pushing for limited foreign aid. As a member of Congress, I speak out about this. I definitely would have voted no on $40 billion to Ukraine. And I think that we do need to have a discussion as to how much aid that we are giving all countries, including Israel.
The Nazi regime over there that was funded with this $40 billion of taxpayer dollars, which I think is a huge fake number. I think it was probably a lot more than that. And we know that it's going to be even more. This is going to be Afghanistan 2.0 all over again. We're going to send probably hundreds of billions of dollars in the direction of Ukraine before this thing is all over and said and done with. Do you know that we could have funded Donald Trump's border wall over three times with just the $40 billion that they want to disclose? It's an absolute travesty.
That's exactly what I said when I went after my rhino opponent, Daniel Webster. I said, you know, Republicans are so cheap, the disdain for the American people is on display, not just by the Democrats, but by the Republicans. You know, Republicans also were trying to say that $5.7 billion was too much for a border wall. It wasn't just Democrats. And so you're absolutely correct, Stu. If we're giving $40 billion, it's actually more like $65 billion so far that's been given to Ukraine, not $40 billion. We could have built a wall on the northern wall and the southern border. And so this is the absurdity of it all. We had to shut the government down. The longest government shutdown in U.S. history was over Nancy Pelosi's refusal to build a border wall. I remember, because in response, what did I do? I hopped her wall in San Francisco and camped out with illegal aliens on her lawn. Okay. Yeah. So I agree with you completely that the hypocrisy is out of control. The United States is not a blank check. And, you know, we seriously need to have a conversation about reducing our foreign aid, because we cannot continue down this path. It's unsustainable. We are failing as a country.
$40 billion, $65 billion. Who's counting? Certainly not Congress. I know that. Voting has started in your district in Florida already. So if you are in the Orange County area or anywhere in the surrounding areas, make sure that you check that. Redistricting that they did there was kind of shady, a little bit sussy, and I think done on purpose.
Yeah, we should have gained more seats here in Florida, but I am in Florida's 11th district. It's a majority red Republican seat. So when I win my primary on August 23rd, I will be the next United States Congresswoman. Okay, whoever wins the primary is the next member of Congress. Orange County, okay, Windermere, Winter Garden, Apopka, Ocoee, Claremont, Lake County, Sumter County, the Villages, Polk City, East Lakeland. If you live in any of these areas, right, make sure you vote Laura Loomer for Congress on August 23rd, because we need an America First fighter. And I think you would agree, Stu, that, you know, I'm one of the original America First fighters. And
I do.
I'm not afraid to call out the rhinos. I'm not afraid to call out Kevin McCarthy. I take the pledge. I will not be supporting Kevin McCarthy as speaker, because he's a crook, he's a liar and a fraud, and he is destructive to the America First agenda. So go to laurellaurforcongress.com if you want to donate to my campaign today. And Stu, I look forward to seeing you in my district soon too. You're going to come out. You have a lot of fans here.
I understand that. Off the air, Laura was telling me that there's some people down at the Villages that are really excited to see me for whatever reason.
They love you, Stu. They're one of the only ones speaking truth out there, and you do a fabulous job, and we love you for it.
Well, thank you. God bless you. Laura Loomer, we will see you soon. laurellaurforcongress.com, and make sure that you check right now. Thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Stu.
All right. Well, while these fake politicians are stealing your money and sending it $65 billion to Ukraine, as they're sending billions of dollars to Israel, as they're sending billions of dollars everywhere, as a matter of fact, your money, without asking you, they're coming after your IRAs and your 401ks and your savings account. If you have 50 grand or more saved up for your retirement, that money is at imminent risk. I'm telling you right now, it's at imminent risk of government theft for them to enrich themselves in the DC Beltway, to empower themselves with the military-industrial complex and every other bureaucracy this fake system offers you here in this country to rip away more of your money. Protect it with gold and silver. Call GoldCo right now, 855-706-GOLD. 855-706-GOLD for my good friends over at GoldCo who've already helped thousands and thousands and thousands of Americans to protect their retirement savings from this theft, these tax hikes, this hyperinflation. Hold on to the money that you've worked hard to earn and even harder to save. Protect it with gold and silver from GoldCo. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Welcome back. Well, America has sent more than $40 billion to prop up Vladimir Zelensky's regime in Kyiv. And we'll probably send even more in a couple months when all of that money has been either used up or stolen. But still, the regime is crumbling. As it turns out, I guess a corrupt, plutocratic, authoritarian government doesn't just stop being any of those things just because they get invaded and you agree to send them unlimited money. President Zelensky just fired Ukraine's top prosecutor as well as the head of their domestic intelligence agency, claiming that both departments are filled with hundreds of so-called traitors. The head of the intelligence agency is actually Zelensky's childhood friend. That didn't stop Zelensky from blaming him for dozens of alleged cases of treason within the agency. President Zelensky fired Ukraine's prosecutor general and the leader of its domestic intelligence agency on Sunday, citing hundreds of treason investigations in the department that they oversee. Overall, Zelensky claims that there are at least 651 cases of treason within the Ukrainian government. Now, it's unclear if that includes people who've already been executed without a trial, like Denis Kyriev, who was gunned down on a city street for supposedly betraying the country. If all of this sounds familiar, by the way, it's because it should. During the Soviet era, the communists routinely accused people of treason for all kinds of petty reasons. Thousands were shot or sent to labor camps after show trials or no trial at all. Sounds like Zelensky's government has learned from the best. And we're funding it all, by the way. You are funding it. And don't you dare ask any questions about it. That would be anti-Semitic, of course. Edward Zoll joins us now to discuss. Edward, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Oh, pleasure being here, Stu. You know, this man, Ivan Bakanov, this is the man who was a childhood friend of Vladimir Zelensky and just so happened to grow up and become the head of their version of the CIA. That's already a kind of a red flag here. This man, I think, is among many who are starting to question and have been questioning for some time the direction their country's going and the direction the West is pushing them. The truth of the matter, Stu, is that probably the entire cabinet wants to quit or is on the verge of being fired, or in the case of the characterization of treason, has committed treason by committing the cardinal sin of questioning if Vladimir Zelensky knows what the heck he's doing. Again, you can't forget that this man was essentially a TV star. That's his resume. And it turned out that the head of the CIA, Ivan Bakanov, the man who's now been fired, the man who's being investigated for treason, that he was Vladimir Zelensky's film director head at this organization. That is his resume. And you know what he went to school for, by the way, Stu? For tourism. Okay, this is what a banana republic looked like. This is what a failed country, a failed system looks like. I mean, it's hard to even say this is a country at this point. It's been around for less time than it's been in peace. I mean, this country has spent more time at war with its neighbor, Russia, than it has in a state of stability, normalcy. The truth, Stu, is I sit here watching the death and destruction in Ukraine, and I'm sitting here wondering, what was it all for? We know that there's been cover-ups. We know there's been things that have been happening for others outside the country, the Biden family, for example. But still, I'm sitting there wondering, what was the point for the Ukrainian people, the women and children, the Christians there that are just dying for no reason?
What was the point of Afghanistan? What was the point of Iraq? What was the point of Libya? These are calamities that are manufactured by a global cabal, a round table of elitist rulers as they so see themselves. They see themselves as God. They enrich and they empower themselves, and they prop up all of their cronies and enrich and empower their cronies and the people who support them, the people who are in bed with them, like this actor Zelensky, and these people who are questioning whether or not he's actually a legitimate president. I don't know how they could participate in this whole facade without knowing that from the very beginning. So why are they speaking up now?
Well, I think they're speaking up now because the money's running out. The morale is running low, and the country itself is trying to go into some kind of suicide pact. Vladimir Zelensky, about a week ago, did an all calls to arms for every single person that can raise a hand, basically. It'd be women and children, men, anybody. They want a 1 million man army. Now, this is happening at the same time that Russia has said, we're basically going to cut off Europe from all gas. If you do not stop sending arms and mercenaries to kill our people in the Donbass and other parts of our country, then we are going to stop giving you energy. And we're at the point now where it's very clear the sanctions have not harmed Russia. They have certainly harmed the Ukrainian economy. They've definitely harmed the American economy. But the Russians are saying at this point, don't make us take Kiev by force. Don't make us take the remainder of the country through blood. Have some kind of semblance of intelligence, some kind of semblance of humanity, and surrender now. And I think the issue we're running into, I mean, even Henry Kissinger, he spoke at this interview last week after speaking at Davos on the subject. Henry Kissinger is telling the West, we lost. We're not going to be able to win this. We're not going to be able to fight. The best we could ask for here is a territorial concession. But see, any official in Volodymyr Zelensky's administration who listens to a little bit of reason, starts wondering about the legacy of their grandkids, well, they're traitors. And you're very smart to bring up the American example and other examples around the world, because guess what's going to happen here? I'm sure the Biden administration is watching very closely to see what's happening in Volodymyr Zelensky's administration, because I have to wonder how close Biden's approval ratings are to Volodymyr Zelensky compared to his country.
Both of them are equally as illegitimate, by the way. Yeah. Both of them are installed. The CIA and our press ran cover for a Marxist coup, a violent coup affected by our CIA in that country in 2014. After that president, that administration, both sides agreed was democratically elected and that the vote was fair and open and transparent. This was a violent coup that our press staged and made look like a BLM-style popular uprising. It was anything but that. This was a violent coup. The reason it wasn't violent here is because they had all of the intel and all of the psychological operations in place with an infrastructure called the media in order to perpetuate this illusion that somehow Joe Biden is the most popular president ever elected in history. 84 million people voted for him, even though he could only get 8.4 people to show up at one of his rallies. It's ridiculous. It's absurd, really, for anybody to believe that. We don't believe that. And now that we can see what's happening in Ukraine and you start to peel back the layers of corruption here. 46, is it, bioweapons labs there, funded by the U.S. taxpayer? That should piss everybody off. Nobody should be okay with giving one more dime to this administration. What happens that's good in a bioweapons lab? Ed Saul, you're an investigative reporter here at the Stu Peters Network. You're the host of Crosstalk News on the Stu Peters Network. Have you ever, by the way, ever uncovered any positive, any beneficial things that get done for the American people in a U.S. taxpayer-funded, Pentagon-overseen, CIA-operated bioweapons lab?
Not a single thing. Hell happens in these labs. If they're not experimenting on small animals, innocent creations from God, they're experimenting on people. These labs are literal hell on earth. And for us to be involved in it, and for it to be involved in Ukraine, I sit here, I'm so far past the position where there's any grace left in this. That country and what they've been involved in are certainly crimes against humanity. And
look at all the pedophilia that's happening there.
Thank God it's over.
Yeah, and they're covering up for everything that they do here there in Ukraine. It is a lawless, authoritarian, totalitarian, whatever you want to call it. Everybody there is subservient to the government. And if you're not, you're executed in the streets. Without a trial or with a show trial, you're just rushed into the streets and gunned down. This country, which isn't even a country at all, because really it is Russia, 450 years ago when Ukraine was settled, these were just the arbitrary borders after, you know, Lenin's revolution, right? These things are fake. They're just as fake. The borders there are just as fake as our entire bureaucracy here in this country. It's all fake. It's all a movie. It's all a show that we're watching here. It's disgusting that people, I see Ukrainian flags all over the place. It is because of those people in our, I don't even want to say our government. I don't believe that we have one. I think it's all fake. It's because of the people in this criminal enterprise that we call a government, calling for the support of this and our press propping this up. And because of the people who, when you drive down the street, you see the Ukrainian flags. And these people, these simps, are the ones responsible for all of the blood, all of the innocent Ukrainians that are being killed, who, by the way, most of them just want to be Russians. They're Orthodox Christians who were forced there to settle this uninhabited land 450 years ago and now are stuck there by these borders and under the thumb of an actor playing a rogue dictator who's controlling a Nazi unit that's executing people, and the American taxpayers are funding it all. It's disgusting. Edward Saul, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
The food supply is in peril. War has wiped out grain stores. Mysterious fires have consumed dozens of processing plants. And the Biden junta is paying farmers not to grow.
We could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
But there's hope from heaven. Heavensharvest.com.
That stuff is perfect. It's 25-year shelf life. You can buy it, stick it in your closet, and forget about it.
Christian-owned, kingdom-operated, is ready to help your family prepare for famine, pestilence, and another pandemic. Join Heaven's Harvest Food Club today and enjoy the benefits of a stockpile and peace of mind. No cost. Free shipping. Cancel anytime. Preparation on demand. Water filters, seeds, and vacuum-sealed buckets of grub. Call today for 1 month's supply of food for less than the cost of a daily meal. Or fill your stores for a whole year with food that lasts. Don't wait. Prepare for the devil's worst. HeavensHarvest.com, your angel investor for enduring the end times.
Well, if you can imagine having a light switch, an on switch for your brain, no more snooze button hitting a dozen times in the morning before you're ready to process information and allow your brain to wake up. No, when your eyes pop open, boom, you're ready to go. No more cup of coffee or shot of caffeine required, although be it, I'm still drinking my coffee. But these brain supplements, I could never have imagined that these totally safe, non-addictive, 100% legal brain supplements could actually help me with my creativity, my drive, and my focus, my clarity. But they do it every single day. Be brain dominant. Go to newtopia.com/Stu Peters and check these things out. You'll learn a lot about yourself when you go there as well, because you'll fill out the custom questionnaire about the way that you process information and the way that you think. Then Newtopia will put together the custom supplement package just for you. newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Well, even the official data, which we know to be fake, shows that the COVID-19 vaccines, which are not vaccines, are less than 50% effective for children or for the very old at this point. And remember, all that's fake. And also remember that that effectiveness is just until they demand that you take another booster 3 or 4 months from now. Meanwhile, Dr. Jane Ruby says that the CDC was just caught falsifying data, removing or reclassifying 52,000 deaths in order to minimize the vaccine's real impact, which is that it's a bioweapon, and it's doing exactly what it was intended to do. Dr. Jane Ruby joins us now. 52,000 deaths reclassified. Is that right?
That's the evidence, Stu. Listen, on July 1st, the CDC, through the MMWR, which is the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report section of their numbers juggling, they indicated that they were going to do a system upgrade. How interesting. Just like the DMED, the military database, said they were going to do an upgrade after the three whistleblowers came out to show thousands of times more illnesses and death. So what happened was they declared this system upgrade on July 1st. On July 6th, there were the missing 52,000, precisely 51,910 death records that magically disappeared. And then on, by the way, that constitutes 70% of the sudden adult death syndrome, you know, the drop dead from heart attacks and strokes. On the 13th of July, we're talking just last week, 21,700 were inserted back. But here's the key, Stu. They were inserted back with different ICD-10 codes. Those are diagnostic codes, the International Classification of Diagnostics. Those are codes that are used by hospitals, physicians' offices, nurse practitioners to bill. You have to have a diagnosis, obviously, connected to bill for services. And almost 22,000 of those deaths that were put back in had a different code. They're actually reclassifying the deaths. They're reclassifying death. I go into much more detail on the Dr. Jane Ruby show, which immediately follows your show here. But suffice it to say that there is evidence, because it appears, Stu, that there is actually, according to a Twitter personality called the Ethical Skeptic, which claims to be a former naval intelligence officer and engineering analyst, that these were, there's a new team. There's a new team installed because there are different processes going on. That's really interesting as well. They just can't hide these deaths fast enough, Stu, because they want people to continue getting the boosters. And I do think it's dwindling, but we still have to get the word out.
The numbers that you hear on the Fox News Channel and Newsmax regarding how many people are vaccinated, how many of the American and even global population have taken this inoculation, I think are 100% fake, because everything the media says is a complete lie. They want people desperately to go get this. And we heard Tedros with the World Health Organization say they're going to hunt down and find the unvaccinated. That's what they're going to do. So they're, by any means necessary, they want these injections in every arm because they're doing exactly what they're supposed to do. They're killing people. Yeah. When you go out into the general public, why don't people understand this? I mean, obviously, our program's harder to find than others, but you would think that this would be conversation point topic number one when people are out in public having conversations. I mean, somebody has to have seen it. There's huge numbers on this show. I just can't understand that people would actually willfully go and inject themselves, or even more devastatingly, their children with this crap.
Well, people don't connect the money, Stu. People still think, a huge number of people still think, that places like Fox News are still telling you the truth, that they didn't call it for Biden 24 hours after the steal.
But they did.
They did. Of course they did. But they're funded by Pfizer. The numbers they're reporting are given to them by Pfizer, by Moderna, by Fauci. Come on. That's really the source.
So the CDC is literally falsifying data. I mean, that's criminal. You're not allowed to do that. The CDC is a rogue and corrupt organization. I mean, it needs to be completely disbanded. That and the FDA. I think mostly all three-letter agencies should just be done away with. A complete rethink of the entire bureaucracy here in this country is what needs to happen, because people need to realize that it's all fake. All of it.
Absolutely right. It's all one. It's all one message. From all of those agencies.
The data that they're giving us originally is fake, and then they're telling fake lies about the fake data and adjusting the fake data to fake out more people. And unfortunately, I think it's working. You can tell just by being out in public that you're around more and more injected people every time you go out, because you just feel worse and worse, more lethargic, more sick. And this real alternate subset of communities, I guess you could say, is really going to have to take place, because who wants to be around those people? I mean, you're going to feel sick and tired constantly.
Stu, more in addition to that, like you said, more and more people are injected, and they're injected multiple times. They're damaged, they're injured, their mental acuity. There's so much to this injury that we don't even understand. You have to be careful driving on highways, because you have to be very defensive. You have to watch around you, because these people could lose it. They could get confused. They can get dizzy, and no one's going to know that it was connected to the shots. But as you said, so many more people are injected now. You've got to protect yourself on every level. You've got to be aware. You've got to use your faculties to really watch, because people don't even know that they're driving differently, that they're acting differently. It's really scary.
Yeah. Peter Duke, he's from LA. He's over at the Duke Report. He was here just recently last weekend. We spent some time together talking about all of the goings on and what's happening here in this fake country with a fake press and a fake bureaucracy and a fake government, which was obviously all taken over by coup. But he said, you know, the very same thing is, he said, in LA, you wouldn't believe the way that people are driving. These are places, LA, New York, states where you could easily say that the majority of the population has absolutely received the bioweapon injection, their euthanasia shot. They're just waiting for it to take over and finish the job. But in the meantime, there has to be some sort of a neurological. He set up at a restaurant. He showed me the videos on his phone. I'll see if I can get them from him. He showed me a video of himself at like some barista, you know, some coffee shop or something, with the outdoor railing. And he was just, there was a stop sign intersection right in front of him, a four-way stop. Very simple. You come up to a freaking stop sign and you stop, and then you look for traffic. And then if there is none, or if somebody's not being an idiot, then you proceed through the intersection. Not one person stopped. These people are just blowing stop signs at 30 miles an hour, just full speed. Like, it just doesn't care. It's complete lawlessness. It's total anarchy. It's a complete, the GAF meter The give a you know what meter is completely broken for people in this country. They just don't care about their surroundings or the people around them anymore. And the only thing that has changed since we've started to notice this dramatic increase in that type of behavior is that these people are injected with this death serum that makes their brains do weird and crazy crap. It's making their brains and their bodies do the very thing that we told them that it was going to do at the very beginning and the inception and the rollout of these bioweapon shots that we rightfully called bioweapons from almost the gate.
Right.
So
Right. And we were called crazy for doing that, Stu. And it is a bioweapon. And there are still frontline doctors who are calling it a vaccine, who are saying that, well, it's good for elderly or it's okay for some groups. Stu, it's got to stop. It's got to stop. It's so obvious that they're running interference.
Well, the 50%, less than 50% effective,
right,
for
46.
Children. Yeah. Okay. So less than 50% effective for children. It's not effective for anything because you know what? It's not a vaccine. Period.
Correct.
It's just not a vaccine. It is something designed to hurt and kill you. And that's what it's doing. Less than 50% effective for old people. No, it's not. It's an early grave for everybody that takes it. That's what it is. That's what it's doing. The numbers are fake. Stop taking these things. Don't bring your children anywhere around them. There were some protesters that went into a New York City child vaccination site and kind of stormed the place.
Straight.
I saw the video from that. We had posted, about this thing. It's very concerning that there's people running around, just bringing their kids, setting up these pop-up euthanasia sites for these kids, as reported on this program by you and as well as the Dr. Jane Ruby show. People are walking their kids into these places, and there's a lot of people who don't like that. And so they're going in there and they're disrupting this stuff. But all of these numbers are fake. And people just have to realize, these things are doing exactly what they said, what we said that they would do.
We'll keep telling them.
And called
we'll
crazy. I don't really care. I don't care at all about being called crazy. I had something else that I wanted to ask you about. I'll look forward to the Dr. Jane Ruby show because I'm sure that you're going to cover it as it relates to this. 52,000 deaths reclassified or hidden or otherwise removed from this tracking system that isn't VAERS. But we're not allowed to see over a dozen tracking systems. And there's a reason why they're hiding all of this from us, all of this from us.
You
know the answer to that. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much.
Thanks, Stu.
A lot of people, in my opinion, are going to have a difficult time living with themselves after they figure out what they've done to their elderly parents because they stand for the current thing, injecting them with this death serum, leading them to an early grave. A lot of people are going to have a real tough time sleeping at night when they figure out what they've done to their kids who had their whole lives ahead of them. You don't have to have a hard time sleeping at night, though. Magnesium. Did you know that 75% of Americans have a magnesium deficiency? Probably have no idea. Magnesium deficiencies lead to a lot of problems in your life that can lead you to an early grave, like stress and anxiety and depression and low mood. And most importantly, sleepless nights. You toss and turn and have these sleepless nights. You may have the magnesium deficiency that 75% of other Americans have. Magnesium, that mineral, it's a miracle mineral, and it does so many important things to your body's function and for your overall health. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Do all of the research for yourself. Eliminate sleepless nights. Combat low mood and depression and stress and anxiety with the appropriate types and the right amounts of magnesium in your body. Magnesium Breakthrough is the only way. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Welcome back. We've spent several months on this program just scratching the surface covering the corruption and abuse within Child Protective Services. CPS, America's largest child trafficking organization. But did you know that more than half of the families that go through the child welfare system never receive any legal counsel at all? Yeah, there are parents who have their kids ripped away, their parent-child relationship legally severed permanently. without ever even getting to speak to a lawyer. Dwight Mitchell is the founder and executive director of the Family Preservation Foundation. The FPF is a strategic national action network of several parental organizations present in thousands of cities and towns around America. Mitchell's group exists solely to fight against the traumatic separation of children from their parents when there's no evidence of any physical harm to the child. They do this by providing pro bono legal aid to children and families in child welfare and foster care cases. The chief goal here is to keep children away from and to get them to stay out of the foster care system. Dwight Mitchell joins us now. Mr. Mitchell, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me.
So this is kind of an astonishing fact that people don't even get to speak to lawyers. And we've talked about this kangaroo court type system that CPS uses. It's not even really a court with real judges. It's all just bad actors enabling this child trafficking operation. Do you agree with that?
I do. Like most citizens, we're just ignorant of what actually happens in the child protection arena. You know, we all assume, oh, CPS, oh, the parent must have done something wrong.
Right.
But once we ran statistics and started looking at, you know, the court reports, because the data is actually out there and freely available to anyone, you start to see that it's systemic and that this process, which is civil in nature and not criminal, so you aren't even entitled to all of the same rights that you are. Actually, a criminal has more rights than you do in a CPS case. So there's something called an emergency protective hearing. And I actually went and did the statistics under the current guise that CPS, based upon allegations and allegations only, no proof, can come and remove your child from your home. Now, technically, you're supposed to have a hearing in 3 days where the county is supposed to substantiate their allegations to some form, not have all the facts, but just enough to establish a prima facie that a child may be in need of protection services. Well, once I went to the judiciary and I said, I want to see all of your figures, because I'm a data guy, data-driven guy. And I'll just use Minnesota as an example. Minnesota takes about 40,000 children a year, and they're supposed to have, and that's just Minnesota,
40,000 in this state. Pardon? Alone, in Minnesota alone, 40,000 children are taken by CPS every year?
Yes, that's correct. And it's been consistent between 37 and 40,000 every single year. So that's how many are in the system. And so when I went and I said, okay, I understand, how many of them have a lawyer when the child is actually removed from the home? So they do, this is rotating schedule. So they take, there's about 40,000 in the system. They take about 7,500. And out of that 7,500 each year, they about 1,000 will actually have an attorney present when their child is taken. Now, the state gives the county 60 days to show that the parent actually did something to either harm the child or put the child into neglect. When I went to the court, the judiciary, and I said, okay, you know, out of the 40,000 children that had been taken and that were supposed to be seen within 60 days, and the case was supposed to be adjudicated within 60 days, well, the child is supposed to return, how many actually went to trial in 60 days? The number was 357. So I said, so basically you're telling me that you have all of these children in custody with no proof whatsoever that the parents actually did harm their child, and they aren't being processed. She said that's true. And I said, well, why? Well, and she started saying, well, this court discretion, we're overcrowded, there's lack of judges. And it was all of these excuses. I said, well, the statute says that if you haven't established, you know, the facts in 60 days, that child is supposed to be given back to the parent. Well, that doesn't happen.
So what is happening to the children?
The child remains in foster care for up to 15 months. The federal statute says they can remain in foster care up to 15 months. Minnesota does it for a year. After a year, they start the termination of parental rights.
So do you think that they're using this excuse of a bogged down judiciary or a bogged down bureaucracy and just inundating and overwhelming parents with this huge process, this sham of a bureaucratic process, to basically just intimidate them away from ever sticking up for themselves to fight for their children? I mean, putting them basically in a hopeless or helpless position?
Well, what actually happens is the short answer to your question is yes. They generally will go after the poor and disenfranchised who can't afford lawyers. They will give them public defenders, but the public defenders never see the parents. They'll see the parents an hour before, you know, they go into court. So you're supposed to go to court on the third, they'll show up and they say, they don't even know what their client looks like half the time. And they don't fight for them. We have actually obtained the training material for both the prosecutors and the public defenders. And it is both created by the Minnesota Judiciary. I'm using Minnesota as an example because we're in New Jersey also. And when I look at the documentation for the public defenders, it's about a quarter of the size of the prosecutors. And in the public defenders, all it talks about is telling the public defender how to get the parents to cooperate and go along with CPS and not to actually defend the parent, you know, put in the facts, stick up for their rights. And so this is one of the reasons why I founded the organization, because I found that no one was doing anything at all whatsoever.
So what kind of success have you found with the Family Preservation Foundation?
We've actually been quite successful when we can get in early with the parents. One of the things that happens, and most parents are not aware of it, and CPS tricks people, and this is happening all across the United States.
Yeah.
If we can get to that parent within the first week, before they get a public defender assigned to them, we tell the parents, do not cooperate with CPS. Do not sign any forms whatsoever. What happens is that there is a clause, shall we say, in the timeline. There is a CPS timeline that is supposed to take place, and things are supposed to happen in, you know, in 30 days, you know, 3 days, 30 days, 60 days, and it's supposed to be over. Well, if you sign their forms that you're going to work with CPS, you know, then CPS then has 14 months to decide what they're going to do. And what they end up doing is holding on to the children, and they will use anything they can to keep getting that federal funding. So it's yep. a Title IV funding that comes from the federal government. The states receive about 50% of that, you know, government funding. But the trigger is that the child has to be removed at that initial court hearing, that EPC hearing that happens on the third day. And so the parents don't have lawyers. They aren't aware of what is supposed to happen. And they will start signing forms because CPS will say, sign these forms and we'll help you get your kid back. Well, they don't tell the parents.
So you're providing this pro bono legal counsel or networking, hooking people up with the relevant resources that they need to fight this child trafficking operation, which is what it is. It's a big racket. When you abduct or kidnap a child for a profit, that's the definition of child trafficking. That's what's happening in 99% of these cases. So for the Family Preservation Foundation, you're essentially fighting against human traffickers. If you're providing that pro bono work, you have to achieve funding somehow. How is FPF achieving funding?
We've applied for a number of grants. We still apply for grants. We rely on donations. What we're trying to do now is establish our own legal aid, sort of like the NAACP. They have their legal action arm. And so what we want to do is we want to actually have our own lawyers on staff, so staff lawyers that don't have to worry about the judges or the judiciary. All they need to do is exactly what we tell them to do. We have the process and the means, and we've actually put it into action so that if we can have our own staff lawyers, and they're about $70,000 a year per lawyer. And then that the only thing this lawyer is doing is fighting child protection services.
I love that. I love it. I think everything should be about fighting CPS right now until it's just completely abolished and torn down and a complete rethink has happened across this country. There are parents that just absolutely love their kids that have done absolutely nothing wrong at all whatsoever, who are having this system weaponized against them, either by right. estranged spouses or family people who don't like them, or for political reasons, if they run as a candidate somewhere. They never go to jail. They never get charged with a criminal offense. There was never any abuse that took place in the first place. Yet foster families, you know, adopted families, and this system is a huge racket, getting paid millions and millions and millions of countless dollars every single year across this country. So anybody that wants to fight that, I'm all about it. You're doing that, obviously, with the Family Preservation Foundation. Go check them out online. Dwight Mitchell, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here. God bless you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Anytime. I mean, if you really want to open your minds to this and accept the fact that this is actually happening in this country, go to familypreservationfoundation.org right now and just click on the statistics tab and take a look for yourself. This is Freedom of Information Act, publicly posted online federal government data. Over the last 20 years, this government, CPS, has averaged removing 500,000 kids per year from their homes. 500,000 kids per year are removed by this child trafficking organization from their parents every single year over the last 20 years. You want to know it's bankrupting Social Security? How about this number? $29.9 billion. $29.9 billion annually goes to the states from the federal government to reward them for taking these kids. And one of the criteria is that the child must be taken in order to receive this money. Part of this $29.9 billion every year, in order to receive that money, they have to remove the kid from the families at that EPC hearing, at that emergency protective hearing, within 3 days of originally removing the child from the home. You want to know what this is all about? That's what this is all about. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
In this country, we've been given narratives for a long time, and it's time for truth. And the victims need to be able to speak out and be heard and believed. And these issues are mostly dealing with children. This is SRA.
I'm a satanic ritual abuse survivor. The Christian church says all the time that they fight an enemy, but I don't think they're aware of how organized and strategic the enemy that they're fighting is, that there is a intentional plan to break their children. An entire war for their offspring.
This is a spiritual war for our children. They are taking, abducting our children, selling our children, murdering and sacrificing our children.
Through the centuries, we know child sacrifice persisted for long periods of time in different cultures. So why are we naive enough to think that it's not persisting and continuing today?
They're sacrificing children at Planned Parenthood, right? And then they're taking the body parts out and reselling them.
Planned Parenthood is accused of some disturbing crimes today.
That's going on overtly now. But back in the day, they were literally passing through the hands of Moloch.
This is a spiritual battle. This is not new. What is child trafficking? Child trafficking is when you kidnap a child for profit.
Recommendations on my list: abolish the federal and state financial incentives that have turned child protective services into a business that separates families for money.
I will step out.
Get out of the car!
We have had several clients come that were trafficked and transported through Child Protective Services and foster care system.
People that speak out like I do.
These people are pedophiles and involved in elite pedophile networks, some of which I've gotten very close to.
Are all facing retaliation.
I don't think that Isaac walked up on that bridge and jumped.
Isaac Caffey out of New Mexico.
This will likely be my last broadcast.
That documentary, These Little Ones, coming exclusively to the Stu Peters Network very soon. Do not miss that. All right, nothing feels better than being able to enjoy rich and smooth and creamy chocolate. Don't give up chocolate because you think you're going to get fat, because you can actually enjoy chocolate and do something good for your body. At earthecofoods.com, they start with 100% organic cocoa beans that are naturally kissed by the sun, maintaining its miraculous health benefits. Then they blend it with turmeric, MCT oil, coconut, Himalayan sea salt, cinnamon, and black pepper. Man, it just sounds so good. And they come up with the perfect blend to make you feel the best that you've ever felt. So the result is that you can fall in love with a truly decadent, healthy, and guilt-free chocolate, removing your cravings, facilitating weight loss, and boosting your energy, all while reducing your inflammation, and all with one simple drink that tastes amazing. Not only that, but it's friendly to paleo and gluten-free, keto, vegan, other vegetarian diets. You're all good. EarthEcoFoods.com. Go there. For the last 8 years, they've been the leader in the superfoods market, and they're proud to have served millions of customers worldwide. 15% off using promo code STU when you go to EarthEcoFoods.com. EarthEcoFoods.com. Well, the second GDP report is coming out, and for predictions and an honest take, you can't look to your press or these communist financial advisors at the heavy advertised firms. So what we'll do is go to Carlos Cortez, a Jesus-loving, God-fearing, independent fiduciary and sponsor on this program. What are your predictions for the second GDP report?
They're going to cover it up, Stu. I mean, two negative quarters of GDP, according to all college textbooks in any business school, is the definition of a recession. They're going to cover it up. We just found out Roe versus Wade what a vagina and penis was.
Yes.
We just found out what all these bodies are and things that matter. But I will say that when it comes to this recession, they're going to cover it up.
They're going to cover it up. You know how to protect people from this, obviously. Recessions are nothing new to you. You've dealt with this before. And make no mistake, this will be a full-blown recession. Make sure that you go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Get on board with that webinar tomorrow, every Tuesday and Thursday. But tomorrow's is going to specifically address this. Make sure that you get there, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until then, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to cover the car, and when they do...